This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With two in three football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
So, we're just coming out of the Etihad Stadium. It's finished Manchester City champions and champions elect 5, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. I'm with Chris the Gaffer. We've got debutants Tom and Ben. I'm going to go to Gaffer first. Chris, your thoughts after that?
I'm glad I was here. And I thought, even though we got beat 5-1, I thought the lads, you know, fought and fought all through the match. Two dubious penalties and a gift goal, you know. But we come out in the second half, thought we played some good stuff at times. But as you say, you're playing the champions, aren't you? They're all, you know, £100 million players, aren't they? And earning massive wages. And we competed against them for most of the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've, what can you say? I mean, I'm just don't know what to say, really. I mean, Tom.
Yeah, we tried, we battled well, didn't we? It was, you know. Yeah, they was just different class to a degree today, and that's, you know, we ain't at that level. They offered, you know, what they've got. Haaland was just unstoppable, really, wasn't he? You know, every time he got the ball going forward, that was it.
Well, Haaland, I reckon he's a cyborg from a different dimension. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Is he? He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is. This is Ben. Look, the story of the game is we've come out the, first off, I thought they've had a couple of half chances. I thought we tried to play football. nothing really major. And then it's a ball that comes over there. Yeah, I'm not sure who goes in to shoot. I've watched it back. I've seen this
Guavidal,
one back.
I think. The left back, Guavidal.
Yeah, he's gone to shoot. The ball's going over. Ain't Norrie's gone in to block the pitch.
They've come together, haven't they? It's like they've bumped into each other. Give a penalty.
Exactly. It's a coming together. And you know, I'm just like thinking that's a 6-1, half a dozen the other. And it's like, if that's down the other end, I guarantee you, we don't get that decision. We don't get that decision, or it gets given and VAR overturns it. Because I've watched that one back, and it just looks like really harsh. But Manchester City at home, they get the penalty, and at 1-0, after 13 minutes, you're behind. Your game plan's out the window. Obviously, Gary O'Neill seems to like it. Did he play a back four?
You've got Aitnery at right wing back, hadn't he, I think. So it's probably Tomato playing a bit more inside. I think that's probably the plan.
Yeah, and, you know, without Dawson, I mean, like, I know Dawson's getting on, but he's experienced, he hasn't got the pace, but he had Haaland in his pocket in the first game, and we missed that experience today, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I thought we played some good performances out there today again, you know. We competed, didn't we? Two penalties.
Well, you competed. I don't know actually whether we did compete with Manchester City. I thought we gave effort. I thought there were moments, but we never created anything. You know, the first goal goes in. The second goal, we lose the ball. It's at the back post. The cyborg Haaland jumps up. He hits it across the keeper. It's two. And then the third one, I mean, I don't know what your take on this. You know, Semedo, it looks like a great tackle. And Haaland gets up, doesn't complain. He goes over to... if you get your hand out, he goes over and he goes like that to Semedo, as in, great tackle. And then all of a sudden, VAR gets involved. I mean, I've not watched it back, so I can't really comment on that one exactly. But in real time, it looked like a good tackle. And even Haaland is going over to Semedo saying good. And then he almost looked like Haaland felt embarrassed that he was going to take the penalty.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Stuart Atwell on VAR, haven't we? So as soon as he saw it, then we got no chance, have we?
Absolutely not. And OK, so it's 3-0, half-time. We come out second half. You know, we start a little chant going. We're going to win 4-3. We just got that chant going. Wolves score. Wang knocks, put it in the back of the net. We're kind of enjoying the moment, waiting for a pause in the VAR. I'm not sure whether the Wolves players were waiting for a pause in the VAR, because we switched off again. Haaland turns Kilman inside out. He does what Haaland does, 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. The touch that it, the ball coming in, his first touch, the way he turned and the shot was just superb, to be fair. It was a great goal.
Absolutely. And you know, like you said, we tried to play some stuff at times. The final ball wasn't there. You know, they've had 20 shots. We've had two. We've had one shot on target. We have scored off it.
Yeah.
One shot on target. You know, I mean, we were never really in the game after the first goal, really. And the fifth goal, it's just terrible, really. We're in control of the ball, aren't we?
A gift, wasn't it? A bad play by us.
Totti Gomez lost the ball twice and they just capitalised on it, didn't they?
Well, it's one ball straight through and he's in and he's finished it. And Totti Gomez has tried to run with the ball a few times. We've tried to run with the ball and we have done that, but and carry the ball, but they're just there covering. And we had that one chance we put it away, but we didn't really create anything, did we?
Well, I don't know about you, before the kickoff, they're reading their players, the team out. And it's like everyone is a top world player, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you're thinking, crikey, what, you know, how can we compete against these? And they give their best shot, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they did. I mean, they've, you know, Manchester City, however, they've got to where they are, and that's going to come out in another 18 months' time or so.
Another life.
Well, whenever. That's coming down the road, and that can at some point, the tsunami. But fair enough, they are a machine. They are a winning machine. They've got the mentality. They're full of winners.
Yeah.
At this type of the season, they just know how to win. And I literally can't see them not winning the title again. I mean, they're just relentless. And, you know, Arsenal are pushing them. Liverpool have fell away. But, I mean, I cannot see them not winning it, can you?
No, always this time of the year as well, they just go up that level. You can't see them losing the game now at all. You know, and I know they've, I think, a game behind now of Arsenal, but they can go above them.
Well, yeah, they've got that game in hand.
Fulham away, is it, I think?
Yeah, I mean, Fulham, you know, but again, they just know how to win. I mean, they weren't that. I mean, they got away with it against Forest, but at home at the Etihad, you know, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, you know, we're a bit like philosophical, really, coming out today. We're going to be doing our Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match. We're going to be doing our Fox at Shipley Performance Rankment. We've got the new one today, which is the Parkside Dental Practice moment that made you smile. So I'm going to start with that one. Parkside Dental Practice moment that made you smile before we get on to Man of the Match.
Got to be when we scored at the Etihad, hadn't it?
When we scored.
Yeah, we scored. That made me smile.
That moment.
The only time I think I smiled today.
That's a good moment, actually. Good one to go. What about yourselves, you two?
I think the same. That was the highlight, really, wasn't it, for us?
Being here with you, lad.
Yeah, and as well.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
For me, that one's a good one, but I'm going to go when we were singing 4-3. We're going to win 4-3. And as we were singing it, we scored. I was like, we were told you. So we're going to go with that one now. We've got we're being railroaded, but it's okay because we've got the mic, so that's fair enough. Hello, everyone. How you doing? Right, okay, so we're going to go with our Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match, but next.
Joe Gomez, thought he was absolutely fantastic.
Joe Gomez. So he's going to go with Joe Gomez. Your Lee Moore Window Man of the Match?
Joe Gomez.
Yep, agreed, Joe Gomez.
You're going to go with Joe Gomez. Listen, I thought Joe Gomez was everywhere, but at the same time, I thought Nelson Semedo had a good game. But Jose Sarr made some brilliant saves. So I think I'm going to go with Jose Sarr, just because he probably kept the score. He kept the score down, which is, this is amazing. We've been surrounded, we've been railroaded. Right, your Fox and Shifley performance rating and why?
6 out of 10, because we're playing the champions.
He's going with a 6. What about you?
6.5.
What about you?
I don't know.
You don't know? Listen, I'm going to give us a point for getting on the pitch. I'm going to give us a point for competing against the ref. I'm going to give us a point for scoring a goal. I didn't think it was a great performance, personally. I thought we put effort, but I didn't think we were really in the game. I thought there were two, you know, we were totally outclassed today. So I'm only going to give it a 3.5. It's not very high. I know I'm being mean, but I'm going to give it a 3. I'm going to give it a 3.5 because, okay, I'll give it a 4. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 4. That's about it. So yeah, I mean, we move on to Palace, and then we got falling Mr. Klopp's party at the end.
Bring them on.
Bring them on. Yeah. A pleasure to have you on.
Yeah.
Final words.
Good day. Enjoyed it.
Good day out. Okay. You know, we move on. And I'm sure that probably City will win the title. Sorry if you're an Arsenal fan, we haven't been able to help you out today. But we didn't help City out either when we played you before. But we did get 3 points off them earlier in the season.
Absolutely.
So
how many teams can say that, can they?
So yeah, so we've lost 6-3 on aggregate. That's what we'll say. Anyway, from all of us here, to all of you, leave your thoughts in the comment section below. Of course, it'll be a match vlog. The final word, extra time, will be Sunday night. Hit a like on the video if you enjoy these sort of things, and subscribe if you're new. Until the next one, from Chris, Ben and Tom and myself, always Wolves.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.